This is Tip TV Finance, and me, Jenny Hammond, and Zach Mayer. And joining us in the studio is Mike Ingram from BGC Partners. Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm very, very well.
Good. So we're going to be discussing Chancellor Hammond's first budget. And how are you feeling about it?
It's going to be better news, as we will see shortly, I think, on the borrowing front, although, you know, it's going to be a very long haul. And the better figures that we've getting in recently is in the context of a picture which is actually pretty bad.
And the sterling has dropped slightly off the back of what is expected from the budget.
Yeah. So dollar strength is also contributing to that, of course. So.
Well, let's move on to your first slide and see what you have for us. So budget blues, that's not very inspiring.
Well, yeah, I just like alliteration. But, I mean, this is basically is the borrowing forecast that we had at the March budget last year, the November autumn statement last year, and a feel for what we might be seeing later on this afternoon. And that these February numbers in each year are based on the most recent private sector forecasts that are coming in to give you a feel about, you know, where the momentum is. Now, what we can see is last fiscal year, 2015-16, we probably ended up borrowing about £71.7 billion, and that's actually going to be revised down just over £4 billion on what we thought back in November. So that's kind of already in the bag. Now, this year, we know from the January figures that tax receipts are up about 20% on where they were corresponding period last year. So it actually means that number, you know, we've had a massive upwards revision to borrowing in all years in the autumn statement last year, £68.2 billion in that second group. They're going to have to take most of that back. I mean, my guesstimate is maybe £58 billion. George Osborne originally thought it was going to be 56 pre-referendum. So a lot of people go, well, you know, it was completely smoke and mirrors. The issue is going forward that, you know, these blue columns are all where, you know, George Osborne thought they were going to be. Yes, there's going to be a bit of a pullback, but with the exception of this year, as I said, there's still a lot of red ink out there for the foreseeable future. I mean, originally we had, the eliminated budget deficit was a one parliament project. Now it's two parliament project, three parliament project. And it's useful to point out, this is going to be the 15th, what they call fiscal event for the UK, either autumn statements or budgets. Now, in the previous 14 events, 11 times the borrowing on a five-year rolling basis going forward was revised up, by an average of almost £50 billion every single time. So the fact that maybe cumulatively we might be over 5 years, £30 billion better off than we thought we were in November last year, it's an absolute drop in the ocean. And obviously all these forecasts are subject to change, as we very well know.
Yeah.
When I look at the second slide, actually, the question is what growth are these, a lot of these forecasts now based on? Now, I put 2015 number to give you an idea of the baseline. 2.2 is what we actually banked. Last year, we were surprised because we actually only ended up at 1.8. Most people thought it was going to be 2% growth. But that, nothing to worry about too much about that. That was all about how the quarterly growth was sequenced and whatever. What's interesting, of course, what everyone's going to be looking at is what's the growth forecast for this year? What's the growth forecast going forward? Now, the Office of Budgetary Responsibility, to 2017, that's the third column along, said 1.4%. And obviously, at the time, that was a relatively high forecast. Most forecasts were about 1% out there at the time. They said 1.4. The Bank of England, in the meantime, has come up with a forecast of 2% this year. I think that's pretty punchy. I mean, because there's plenty of evidence that, you know, nothing's falling off a cliff, but there does seem to be a slowing momentum in the UK economy. We've seen some very poor retail sales numbers. We had a services PMI for February out from the UK economy, which looked quite soft. So I think if they go for 2% and base their revenue figures and their borrowing figures off that, I think they are likely to be taking some of that back later on in the year.
The whole issue here, though, really what the rate of inflation is going to be, because we could be in a hockey stick scenario.
Well, Zach, I am glad you brought that up, because my third slide looks at inflation. So, as I say, last year it was just 0.7% overall. Of course, we've now had the sterling devaluation feeding through into the equation. Now, the OBR last autumn statement thought 2.3% end of this year. Now, if you look at where inflation has been going in the meantime, if you look at, where the private sector forecasts are, 3% by the end of this year, to what extent are they going to be revising that up. And the interesting thing is, going back to the Bank of England, as we said, as I said a moment ago, the Bank of England's forecast for growth is 2% for this year. It's really punchy. The Bank of England's forecast for inflation is actually on the low side. They say it's going to peak at about 2.8%, maybe in about a year's time. Now, that's odd, because all other things being equal, you've got higher growth, you should have probably higher inflation, particularly if sterling's weak. And my worry is that, you know, the Bank of England is going to get the forecast wrong. That 2% is going to have to come down a bit. The inflation forecast is going to have to come up a bit. And in fact, that might have implications for monetary policy, because, of course, it was only 6 months ago we were basically told we were going to get another interest rate cut. We haven't had it. And now the market's convinced that, once again, that we're never going to see an interest rate rise. Well, how likely is that? So it'd be interesting to see to what extent the Chancellor takes on his own economic force. It's not going to massively change the borrowing numbers no matter what, but I think the immediate concern of the market is, what's the growth going to be and what kind of inflation is going to sit alongside that. And I'm not convinced now that the market's got its head around where the balance of that actually lies.
Well, obviously, there's the nightmare scenario of inflation going up and wages either staying the same or going down.
Yeah.
Then maybe that also already explains why we've got the retail sales being so soft.
Well, that's the thing. Exactly. So that's the thing. So, you know, wage data has been soft. There's no doubt about it. And again, this has happened year after year. They say, well, wages are going to start to pick up. It doesn't happen. But the consumer has plugged the gap, because you've had, the high streets being very competitive, particularly on food. Fuel sales or petrol prices have been relatively low until recently. Of course, they're heading up now. And people have borrowed. There's been an incredible increase in unsecured borrowing of banks. The problem is that, you know, the consumer is already overstretched. So if they're not getting it in wages, presumably that's what they're not going to be spending in the high street. That's not going to be circulating the economy, and the growth number is going to be lower. That's why, as I said, though, the Bank of England's inflation forecast, for me, doesn't sit well against the growth forecast. Mm. It just seems that it should be a bit wrong. And maybe the Chancellor will hint at that today.
Certainly one to watch, Mike. Thank you. Mike Ingram there from BGC Partners.